Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Video has surfaced of a pizza delivery guy saying F you to a woman who gave him a $5 tip. And the guy who came up to the door, if I were to make an assessment, he's probably 6'3", very abled guy, bearded, you know, could have been a Chippendale. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm not saying he was a super handsome guy, but he was no ogre. And he was, I'm going to guess and say, late 20s to early 30s, well beyond the age and sort of the profile, if you will, of the average delivery person. And that's what I want to make the theme for this particular segment, is how much the world has changed. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And you say, Kevin, how do you make a story out of this? Well, it is a story. Okay. $20 pizza. It was a big box and a little box. Let's say it was a large pizza and some pizza crust or some, or, you know, one extra little thing. So it was already overpriced. And it was a nice house. It wasn't a mansion, but it was a nice house that the guy delivered to. I don't know where it was. It didn't look spectacular, but it certainly wasn't in the hood. And I think the pizza was overpriced. When you consider that you can get two medium pizzas for, you know, $7.99 each or something like that, or well, I guess that would make it $20 because that's roughly the same. But it just didn't look like a $20 order. But again, we're in the time of Joe Biden, so yeah, things are skewed a bit. Speaking of which, I heard that the 4th of July this year was 15% higher under Biden. I don't know who told that lie. The 4th of July is at least 50% higher than it was under Joe Biden. From if you bought fireworks to whatever food you cooked. So don't tell that lie. If you want to say it was 15% over the last year of Joe Biden, perhaps. But it was much more expensive. Anyway, going back to the pizza guy. So it's a $20 order, which, as I said, seems high, but when they throw on all the taxes and surcharges and, of course, Bidenflation, then $20 is reasonable. Well, he gets tipped $5. Now, let's go back to what I said originally. Who used to be the profile of pizza drivers? I know this. My wife's brother, when he was a teenager, he worked as a pizza delivery guy. And with all due respect to Russell, he's developmentally delayed. It was a great job for him. He's such a nice kid. I mean, he's an adult now, but he's such a nice kid at the time, and he would deliver, and, you know, hey, here's your pizza. And it was a great job for him, and he loved it. And he outgrew it. But anyway, there are people that do DoorDash, and I think that's what this guy was. So maybe he's making, you know, it's a side hustle. Maybe he's got a other job, and this is his side hustle, and he's doing DoorDash. We have friends that are in their 50s that do DoorDash, both of them. And one of our friends used to be a dog sitter. And the choice between having a bunch of hounds, you know, barking every time the car rolled by versus doing DoorDash, she chose DoorDash and does very well. As does her husband, who has a regular job as well. So times have changed. Jobs no longer fit a particular profile. And I don't think we look at them anymore as sort of menial or this is a step up to this or that. So that was one of the first things. And if you've seen the video, you know what I'm talking about. This guy looks very capable. He's beyond the age where you think, what are you doing delivering pizza? It's like saying I'm a sacker at the grocery store. Those were teenage jobs. But not anymore. Or they were teenage jobs, and again, let me put it this way. There were people that were on a career path aren't 30 years old sacking groceries. That's all I'm saying, because to me, every job is necessary, and I don't belittle any of them. It's like from the dung beetle to the elephant in the wild, to me, everything is necessary. Speaking of bagging groceries, I went to Winco for the first time the other day. I'd never been to Winco. Let me tell you something, folks. I would run commercials for Winco. Winco is an amazing store. It is Target meets Costco meets your local grocery store. It is amazing. Just everything. I was a kid in a candy store. Literally, I was a kid in a candy store. And the prices are better than Target and... I wouldn't go to Target. Than Walmart. I meant Walmart, not Target. I don't shop at Target. Anyway, going back to this. So the guy walks up to the door. He's very cordial. He says, a little dog runs out and starts sniffing his feet. He says, I got your order or whatever. And she says, thank you. And he's getting it out of the sack, you know, that they keep it warm in. Hands her the pizza. And she says, thank you. He turns to leave and says, this is a nice house for a $5 tip. That's where it gets me. Because, see, that's how people think. You got yours. I don't know what it took you to get it, but you should be giving me yours. This guy got a 25% tip. And I'm not a DoorDash person. I could talk to my friends about it, but I know that one of the male in the family of that DoorDash family knows exactly how to do the system. And I've never asked him, you know, like, well, what do you make per hour or whatever? I just know it was a bigger part. It was almost a bigger part of his income than his regular job. It was not pennies. And he enjoys it. And he makes spreadsheets to tell you, I know exactly what I'm making and how to make the best of it. He's talking about has it down to a science. But what I will tell you is they seem to be doing pretty well. And let's say he makes 5 trips. I mean, I don't know how many pizzas you deliver or how many DoorDashes you do in an hour. But if this guy makes 5 trips and he's making... You know, and tips. This is his tip. It's $5. You know, so he's making $20 an hour in just tips. And again, I don't know. I'm not trying to do his math for him, but it's a pretty good little side hustle. And he says, "F you, 25%." I know if I were a server of any type, that would be a decent tip. But we live in a time where people size you up. If you've been in a hood and he delivered it and they took his money, William says, hey, thank you, I understand, you're from the hood.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, kids, we got a lot to talk about today, but I want to talk about the expectation generation. And the question I would ask is, have we created a generation of ingrates? I think in many cases we have. We've created a generation who's had it too easy. And I'm not talking, oh, Kevin, they never served in a war. I get it. Let's not go all World War II on them, okay? There are some good kids. But I'm just saying, they really do have an expectation of things being easy. It hasn't been difficult. I mean, mowing the yard in Phoenix, most people put in artificial grass or rock. And we do it because, well, you got the water to worry about. So you're not getting up and having to do lawn maintenance. And in many cases, it's cheaper to let the Mexicanos do it. I'm being honest with you. The services are out there. These guys, man, zip, zip, zip. By the time the guy comes and says, hey, would you like me to mow your yard? It's done. It's voila. Here you go, sir. It'll be 2 pesos And it's cheap enough to where it's in that quandary where you go, well, should I or shouldn't I? Should I do it or should they do it? If you're middle class, if you're middle class in the suburbs in Phoenix, you probably have a lawn service. I don't. We're renting our house. But I'm telling you, a lot of my neighbors do, and they're not rich. I can tell you they're not rich, but they're not poor. They're middle class. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. This stuff all fits in because, as I said, generation of ingrates. I'm not talking about, even though you could say, well, Kevin, they haven't served in the war. Well, some of them served in Desert Storm or, you know, whatever. But nothing like World War II D-Day, you know, where you really have to get out there and earn it. And when you look at the way we do things around here, like I said, cars are too complicated. Most kids are not working on the car with their dad so they can learn a new trade. In most neighborhoods, you can't solicit anymore, so kids don't even learn how to sell. When I was a kid, I used to sell crap. My grandmother would get all this stuff for Christmas, and she was like, shoot, I am not going to wear all this stuff. I'm not going to use all this stuff. So I'd take it, and I'd run up and down the street selling it for pennies on the dollar. And I think the people who bought it, these elderly black folks, they appreciated my entrepreneurial spirit, even though they might have thought I was lifting it off trucks like a little mafioso. But my grandmother would get literally hundreds of gifts because she had so many clients when she was a hairdresser. And she wouldn't, there were just things she wouldn't use. She'd be like, oh, that's nice of her, but I can't use that. And she said, I would be like, ooh, there's my store. So I'd go sell it. And then when Larry would come to babysit us, I'd have him take us down to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I'd buy chicken. Just thinking about it makes me laugh how stupid I was. I'd make like $3 and then go blow it on some chicken. Now, if that ain't stereotypical black person. Now, if I'd made him buy me some Ripple, that would have really been done it for you. All right. Anyway, the point is, I learned my craft. I became a sales guy. Who knew that I would become a sales guy when I was selling crap on the street when I was 6 years old? But that's what I did. And it got me over the hump of going to meet people and things. So who knew that that was going to drive my career? But the point was, and on that note, my grandfather, when he would do the yard, I would get up in the morning when it was yard day on the weekend. I'd go out there with him, and he'd have the shears, and you know, and it wasn't electric. I had the chopping shears, and I watched my grandfather shape the hedges. And when he edged the yard, I remember the first time I edged the yard, I got it too far in. It looked like crap. And I thought, oh my gosh, I ruined the yard. And he said, it's all right. He goes, it'll be back. It'll grow back. And it did. And then that taught me how to edge it. And I used to love the edge of the yard. I used to love how I'd make those nice, neat, you know, corners and stuff, right? And then we'd sweep it up. We didn't have a blower. We swept up the grass clippings and used a rake and stuff. And it was hot. I was in Texas, hot summers. So, you know, you learn the value of hard work. Nowadays, you can be a social media influencer. You can make $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $100,000 a month because you play video games. Can you imagine? My son used to tell me, "Oh, well, I could just be a video game player." I was like, "Shut up and get a real career!" Shoot, I wish I could go back instead of my oldest boy going to Wharton. Think about the mind that kid wasted when he could be online making $100,000 a month right now. My oldest son used to play video games and just destroy Asians and old men. And you see, I'm telling you guys, I wish I had to write a book on some of this stuff. The dialogue he would have with these kids when he was 13, 14 years old. I mean, with these men. Because he would joke and say, well, I'm a kid playing a game. You're 32. You know, what are you doing living in your grandmother's basement? He would destroy these guys, and his statements would be at the top because it was a ranking system. So not only was he building social media, he would take this money that he would earn, this fake money, and he would sell it for real money. These people from Asia would pay this kid money. I tell you what, if he had a better personality, he would be filthy rich. He's rich, but he'd be filthy rich. Goodness. And who knew? But you look at these social media influencers, guys that are making millions of dollars. Go look at some of these folks. I don't know who they are because I don't keep up with it, but my son will tell you, oh, he's a big TikTok guy. I watched the guy on American Ninja Warrior the other day. They go, oh, this is so-and-so, and he's got a huge following on TikTok. He's got like 4 million followers because if his mom, if you can't make his mom smile when you tell a joke, they hit you in the head with a balloon, you know, with a big ball. And this is the way this guy has built an audience. You don't have to do a lot to make money and to become, to be notable these days. And you wonder why this is the expectation generation? Wow, man. And then you ask yourself, why is it that the Bidens can get away with what they get away with? Hunter Biden. We look at Hunter Biden as a loser. I mean, some guy made a comment that Don Jr. does dope too, does cocaine. I was like, okay, I don't know if he does or he doesn't. But he was saying it in comparison to like, leave Hunter alone. So what? There was cocaine in the White House. And I'm going, oh, yeah, you're right. Don Jr., what a dude he is. He's horrible. I think he got kicked out of the Navy for doing dope, got a DUI for doing coke. Went into rehab, got kicked out of rehab for doing coke, then married his brother's widow, and, you know, because he was probably on coke, and then he screwed around with her with a hooker, not a hooker, but a stripper, and had a baby out of, oh, wait a minute, that's Hunter! You know, how are you going to deflect onto Don Jr. when we're talking about Hunter Biden? Look, Don Jr. may be the worst guy on the planet, but he didn't leave the dope in the White House. I can guarantee you that. We get so distracted because these people have no way to reason. They just move on to the next thing. I don't know how that ties into the expectation generation, but here's my thing. I don't think they expect anything out of Hunter Biden. I think their expectation is what he's doing, what his daddy let him do. It's okay. It doesn't seem like he's doing anything that bad to me. This is where we've gotten to right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about selling leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are
USA News Update. Crews across the country fighting dozens of wildfires, most of them in the southwestern United States. New Mexico's Pass Fire continues to rage over 60,000 acres. A new poll suggests nearly half of all Americans would prefer a president who's under 60 years old.
The Pew Research Center conducted a survey not tied to the current candidates and asked respondents what they thought was the best age for a president. About 49% said it's in their 50s. About 24% said they want a president in their 60s, and 17% said they want a president in their 40s. Only 3% said the best age for a president is in their 70s or older.
A Texas school district has banned students from using bathrooms designated for use by members of the opposite sex and prohibited school staff from promoting preferred pronouns among children. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
To each his own. That is to say, I don't care what you do with your life. It's your decision. It's not my decision to tell you how to be, who to be, what to be. Be who you are. The best advice I would give to anybody is be who you are. But you should know who you are before you decide to be who you are. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I think conservatives overwhelmingly agree with me. Our only caveat to be who you are is don't legislate or push your freak onto us. And interestingly, the great divide between conservatives and leftists, you know, these labels that we put on ourselves, revolves around mostly vices. One of the biggest vices, for example, is sex. There are clinics against it, like me talking about alcoholism, drug addiction. But sex is one of the great vices. In fact, Freud, who studied sex, and others, they say that if you really want to get into the philosophy of it, they say that man is ruled by sex. That you make most of your decisions based on sex. Not so much at the conscious level, even at the subconscious level. You know, the interaction you had with your parent, particularly your opposite sex parent, but it's both. But it influences you, it marks you, and determines what your view of sex will be. And of course, nature, nurture, et cetera, et cetera. And I could do entire shows on that with the little knowledge that I know myself. But imagine if I got a trained psychologist, somebody who really understands the human psyche to talk about it. But you are ruled by sex. And there's hardly a person listening to me that wouldn't admit that they did some really weird things because they, you know, like, oh, I waited around for 2 hours longer than I would have at the bar because I had my eye on her, you know, whatever. There's, you know, you've done things where you go, wow, I did make a decision because I was thinking not so much with my brain but with my loins. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But here's the thing. The left obsess over sex. We think about it. As conservatives, we understand it. But we also go, well, that, you know, that could be a mistake, or that could, I have to rule that out, etc. Leftists don't rule anything out. We're leftists, they obsess over sex, and they indulge, they act over it. They do. And they claim that science backs them on the notion, for example, of humans having 70-plus genders. Now, of course, no science supports this stupidity, but leftists teach this nonsense at the higher education level. Now, I'm saying all this just to make a point that to each his own. If you want to believe there are 70 genders, I'm not going to bite you on it. I don't really care. I think you're an idiot. But, okay. But when you want to legislate it, I got a problem. Leftists legislate insanity. Because, see, the person that believes that there are 70 different sexualities and gender is an amorphous term that you can be whatever you want to be, et cetera, and then they want to teach it, which they shouldn't be allowed to teach it. And when we push back, oh, you will learn this. No, we won't. But it goes farther. You're going to use our pronouns, and it would be fine, except many leftists don't just stop by saying, I'm they, them, and I'm him, her, and I'm it, she, and, you know, give you this nonsensical BS about their pronouns, and then they want to make you do it. If you want to say, I'm they, them, okay, fine. But when I say, hey, excuse me, you, I expect an answer. If I don't use your pronouns, in other words, if you want to use your pronouns and that's the way you want to speak that way, it would be, the way I equate this is, somebody comes over from Mexico and all they speak is Spanish, and all I understand is English, and I'm demanding you speak English. You speak your language, but you can't demand that I speak Spanish. I'm going to answer you back, and I'm going to go, well, I don't understand all that language there, but I'll answer you in English. The bathroom's over there. Oh, yeah, the funny one that you need to use. You get what I'm saying? So, next, just as an example, going back to the craziness of leftism, they use science and to promote the insane idea that men can be women and women can be men. And again, if you want to be stupid and you want to think that, who am I to stop you? I saw this ad. It showed a bearded man, biological man, I'm sorry, woman, transitioning by taking male hormones. And he was pregnant. I mean, I'm sorry, he was holding a baby, nursing a baby. Now, this man was said to have had this baby. I think they even titled it first man that had a baby. They want to confuse kids to make them think that men can, and I'm, when I tell you this woman had a completely coiffed beard and looked like a dude with a little, you know, with a kind of a B-cup chest, a flabby chest, nursing a baby, and they wanted you to feel like that was a woman. Men equipped with uteri, fallopian tubes, and other female plumbing, right? These are supposed to be men. And now, leftists want legislation passed that allow trans people to have special laws. And all of America's got to conform to the sickness that makes a person believe that he or she is different than something God made him. Insanity. But let's look at a leftist issue that impacts America far worse. Human trafficking. Now, I'm telling you all of this because I want you to understand that at the Kevin Jackson Network, we know how to fight back. You take any of these issues, I promise you, if I had the marketing dollars and the marketing team, we could push back on this stuff to the point where academics would I'd have them running. I would have, there'd be no leftists talking about any of these subjects, and I'm going to use human trafficking as an example. Now, leftists disguise their want for illegals to come to America as an opportunity for illegals. In other words, America is the land of opportunity. And who are you, Kevin Jackson, and all you right-wingers, to deny these people the best country in the world? And on its surface, that's a great argument. You know, who is the Louvre to deny me all the great art that's inside of that museum? You know, if we want to use that argument. So all these people deserve an opportunity. In as much as I deserve to have the Mona Lisa hanging in my house, why shouldn't it be? I don't care, Da Vinci. So I think you can see that I'm going to poke a little fun at their logic. The real reason, folks, for open borders from the left is far more sinister. And this is something that the left doesn't want to discuss. And the reason why I bring these topics up is when you're confronted with, well, separation of kids at the border, blah, 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 all the other things. I want to show you how a real conservative thinks about it. Non-incestuous thought. Something out of the box that's different. And if you've listened to the program, you've probably heard me espouse some of my views on these things. But here's the way an SMU engineer with double E... I always have to give my degrees because there's a guy that hates when I do this. It's with computer science and math, and who paid attention in school, studied with some pretty cool cats that know what they're talking about, who've done some great things in their lives as well. In other words, we're pretty smart, and we're pragmatic, and we know how to look at things. And so I want to tell you what leftism really is with these people that are open border zealots. They represent the world's largest group of human traffickers. And that's what they won't admit it. They won't even think about it in those terms. But that is what they are. So when these people say, I'm for open borders, I'm for humane, it's a humane treatment. There is nothing humane about this entire cycle. And let's just begin at the beginning where America ships millions. No, I take that back. America ships billions of dollars every year to every one of these countries that we influence. And let me tell you, it's like narcos. The more we ship money over, the more dope that actually get here. The little bit that we make, oh, we caught 13 human traffickers, one of them was a terrorist. And all that. Trust me, 10 more got through. It's just like the dope trade. No difference whatsoever. They want to make you believe they care about an issue when in fact they don't. Stick around.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We'll get back to human trafficking and spelling leftism here in just a second, but one of the stories that's out right now is, this story is supposedly from 2011, and Don Jr. is supposed to have had sex with a woman at a gay nightclub. Now, if you don't want to understand leftism, or if you do want to understand it, that's as good as it gets. Right now, you've got Joe Biden's son, Crackhead Hunter, who has apparently left his dope in the White House. It's a huge story because there are multiple implications and ramifications, because Hunter shouldn't be doing dope. It's
a violation of his probation. I mean, I don't know what the details around it, but he shouldn't be doing dope anyway. He's a, you know, president's son, being touted, you know, showing all these galas. He's got enough problems. But anyway, he's doing dope. So they got to have something to deflect. So now a 2011 story about Don Jr., and here's the irony, having sex with a woman in a gay nightclub. Now, it would have been a story if you said we caught Don Jr. having sex in a nightclub, in a gay nightclub, because then it would be like, what? But he's having sex with a woman. So on its surface, you already got me, my BS meters going off, going, okay, so Don goes to a gay nightclub with a woman and decides to have sex. Because what? It turned him on so much? I don't believe it. But it isn't even that it needs to be believable. These people sell anything. Let me get back to what I was talking about. Selling leftism. I want you to understand how stupid leftists are. These are people who are the biggest human traffickers on the planet. They hide their nefarious agendas under this humanitarian, oh, we want people to come to America and have opportunity. No, they don't. They were the biggest human traffickers in the past when they were condoning slavery, and they remain the biggest human traffickers today. Understand, folks, leftists condone slavery. Democrats traded for black people for decades with the surprising support of free blacks who represent the same Democrats today. Democrats conducted trades with various Europeans who brought slaves to America, and leftists soaked them up for that free labor. They didn't care. They saw them, oh, they're different. Well, let's put them black folks to work. And they use and abuse their slaves in the most inhumane of ways, including sex trafficking. It isn't just that you bring somebody here and you say, now, yeah, you're going to work for me for no money. I'm just going to feed you. And that's that. But they look at the ones that were pretty and go, ooh, you know, you seem to be pretty. I'm going to take you and have sex. They've been, Democrats and leftists have been human trafficking and sexual trading and sex since the beginning of mankind. But it's humanitarian. Nothing has changed. The border policy of leftists proves, folks, that they condone trafficking of the best citizens of other countries. Each Democrat administration floods America's borders, even encourages children to travel without their parents. They incentivize these parents, send your kids over, it's a better life, to the point where these parents go, well, if we can't go, maybe our little children, they could do better. So they send them. They're like sirens, you know, for Jason the Argonauts. Oh! And they get all droopy and, okay, we have to go to the shore. And they wreck their ships on the shore. They get them over here, and then they abuse the living daylights out of them. Democrats and other leftists selfishly want these people to come to America. Why? To take on menial jobs at best and to be sex trafficked at worst. I told you guys, I met a girl in the classroom when I went to speak at North High School here in a Phoenix area, and she was a sex slave, and the teacher knew it. And why was she? Because her mother had come over with the help of coyotes, and the girl was paying her bill using her body. Everybody in the school knew it. Two cartel members in the classroom where I was, two young kids that were members of the cartel. This is what leftism promotes. You kidding me? Many Democrats have publicly said, who's going to clean our pools? Who's going to pick our beans, pick our vegetables and our fruits if we don't let these banditos in? But worse, folks, Democrats and other leftists know that many of these women and these children are exploited during the trips from other countries. And then when they get to America, they have to continue their sex work to pay for the voyage. And yet the Republicans have, in my opinion, have not pushed back on this, call these leftist pukes what they are, which is human traffickers. They try to, the left will try to pull themselves out. Oh, he's a very good businessman and he's this and that. Look, I got to tell you, I watch Narcos. I keep telling you guys, watch Narcos. And I see how business interacts with all these big things that we think are, like, it makes no sense to allow people to come into our border illegally when we have a legal system and we never talk about it. And when you finally, when you figure it out, when you look at it from the standpoint of what Hollywood has exposed, because, you know, you get your eyes open a lot of times, you go, wow, government is working against us. Don't believe me. Watch these movies about how the drugs proliferate in America. And don't misunderstand me. I know we have an appetite in this country for drugs. We are the biggest market for drugs on the planet. So I get it. We have an appetite for drugs. The same way we have an appetite for sex. The same way we have an appetite for alcohol. Same way that we have an appetite for porn. Same way we have an appetite for what? We have an, you know what we are? We are human beings. Failures in the eyes of God. And we have all these vices. But you know who pays attention and profits off these vices? Leftists. And that's why I go back to what I told you before. To each his own. The only difference is you may have a vice, but you don't say, you know what? You need to legislate that my vice is what everybody needs to do. Whatever your freak is, I don't know what it is, conservatives, you're not legislating it. You just deal with it in your own way. Sometimes you try to overcome it because you go, you know, I need to overcome this addiction or whatever it may be. But leftists want, if they're fat, don't tell me I'm fat. You just need to accept that I'm fat. And why aren't you fat? You need to be fat with me. And if you're not fat, there needs to be a law against you being skinny, because then you're making me look bad. That's the way they view everything. Through the prism of whatever it is that they don't want to address. If you're fat, either be happy with it or fix it. But don't tell me I got to be fat with you. So, Democrats, they will take this token illegal and say, look at little Freddy. Little Freddy, he came from El Salvador and he built himself a business. Well, he didn't. Let me tell you, little Freddy, if he did do that and he did it illegally and he built himself a business here, he did it because he thinks like us. Little Freddy ain't going to vote for you. Little Freddy's going to go, I don't want what's in El Salvador. But I want to contrast this with conservatism, folks. We operate by the book. Come to America legally. It's the best answer to limiting exploitation. Let me ask you, let me put it this way. If you come to America illegally, what is the likelihood you're going to be a sex trafficked person? I think I just answered my question, didn't I? You're not getting paid under the table. You're not paying a coyote to bring you over here that you're going to be indebted to like an indentured servant, and he's going to get his money back in sex like the old slave masters. No, you're going to come here, you're going to wait your turn, and when you get it, you're going to celebrate it. Like the video I saw of the teacher, Melissa showed me a video of a teacher who passed her immigration test, her citizenship test, and the entire school celebrated it with her. It was amazing. She came here legally, got into the system, got her visa, was teaching school, and the entire school celebrated with her. What a heartwarming video. And you know what? Nobody can deny it. You look at that video, you're not like, oh, a bunch of conservative woman got her, came over here legally and did her thing right. Even leftists go, hey, way to go. It's so great. Here's my point. Conservatism sells. That's the way to do it. What a great story. That's not an anecdotal story. That's the way every single immigrant who waits in that line feels. And none of them are going to be exploited. If they are going to be exploited, it's because they want to be exploited. You come through the legal system, you got nothing to run from, nothing to hide from. Conservatives, folks, promote God, family, country. What citizen of the world would not want this? A belief in something bigger than yourself, then a belief in family, the cornerstone of any great society, and finally, belief in one's country when deserved.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.